看一处的圣经，罗马书第八章。
Let's turn to a passage from the Bible, Romans chapter 8.
Romans 第八章第三节，我们看到十一节。
We'll read from Romans chapter 8 from verse 3 to verse 11.
Romans 第八章第三节，律法既因肉体的软弱有所不能行的，神就差遣自己的儿子成为罪身的形状，做了赎罪祭，在肉身中定了罪案。
Verse 3, for what the law was powerless to do, in that it was weakened by the sinful nature, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful man to be a sin offering. And so he condemned sin in a sinful man.
第四节是律法的义成就在我们这不随从肉体只随从圣灵的人身上。
Verse 4, in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fully met in us, who do not live according to the sinful nature, but according to the Spirit.
因为随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事，随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事。
Those who live according to the sinful nature have their mind set on what the sinful, for that the nature decides. But those who live according with the Spirit have their mindset on what the Spirit desires.
第六节，体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。
Verse 6, the mind of a sinful man is death, but the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace.
原来体贴肉体的就是与神为仇，因为不服神的律法，也是不能服。
The sinful mind is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so.
而且是肉体的人不能得神的喜欢。
Those controlled by the sinful nature cannot please God.
如果神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体，乃属圣灵了。连若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。
You, however, are controlled not by the sinful nature, but by the Spirit, if the Spirit of God lives in you, and if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Christ.
基督若在你们心里，身体就因罪而死，心灵却因义而活。
But if Christ is in you, your body is dead because of sin, yet your spirit is alive because of righteousness.
十一节，然而叫耶稣从死里复活者的灵若住在你们心里，那叫基督耶稣从死里复活的也必借着住在你们心里的圣灵使你们必死的身体又活过来。
Verse 11, and the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you. He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit, who lives in you.
我们再看提摩太前书第一章。
Let's also look at 1 Timothy chapter 1.
我们从十二节读到十七节。
We'll read from verse 12 to verse 17.
提摩太前书第一章十二节，我感谢那给我力量的，我们主基督耶稣，因他以我有忠心，派我服侍他。
First Timothy chapter 1 verse 12, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has given me strength, that he consider me faithful, appointing me to his service.
十三节，我从前是涉渎神的，逼迫人的，辱骂人的，然而我还蒙了怜悯， 因我是不信不明白的时候而做的。
Even though I was a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent man, I was shown mercy because I acted in ignorance and unbelief.
并且我主的恩是格外丰盛，使我在基督耶稣里有信心和爱心。
The grace of the Lord was poured out on me abundantly, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus.
十五节，基督耶稣降世，为要拯救罪人。这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。在罪人中，我是个罪魁。
Verse 15, here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save the sinners, of whom I am the worst.
然而我蒙了怜悯，是因耶稣基督在我这罪魁身上显明他一切的忍耐，给后来信他得永生的人做榜样。
But for that very reason, I will show mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his unlimited patience as an example for those who would believe on him and receive eternal life.
十七节，但愿尊贵荣耀归于那不能朽坏、不能看见、永世的君王、独一的神，直到永永永永。阿门。
Verse 17. Now to the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
我们再回来看，加拉太书第四章。
Let's go back and look at Galatians chapter 4.
我们就从第四节看到第七节。
We'll read from verse 4 to verse 7.
加拉太书第四章第四节。
Galatians chapter 4, verse 4.
即至死后满足，神就差遣他的儿子，为女子所生，且生在律法以下。
But when the time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under law.
要把律法以下的人赎出来，叫我们得做儿子的名分。
To redeem those under law, that we might receive the full rights of sons.
你们既为儿子，神就差遣他儿子的灵进入你们的心，呼叫阿爸父。
Because you are sons, God sent the Spirit and His Son into our hearts, the Spirit who calls out Abba Father.
可见从此以后你不是奴仆，乃是儿子了，既是儿子，就靠着神为后嗣。
So you are no longer a slave but a son, and since you are a son, God has made you also an heir.
我们刚刚读了这三个地方的圣经都是使徒保罗所写的。
We have just read three passages and they are written by Apostle Paul.
其实保罗写这些话都是他经历了主为我们所相信的耶稣。
And Paul had written all these because he had experience in the belief of our Lord Jesus Christ.
在这三处的圣经的里面特别的注意到，保罗特别提到耶稣基督降世。
And in these three passages it focused on the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ.
当我预备信息的时候
As I was preparing this message,
加拉太书第四章第四节显在我的心中
And Galatians chapter 4 verse 4 had come to my heart.
所以我就觉得我不得不讲
So I feel I have to talk about this verse.
前一个主日我还没有讲
Last Sunday, I did not speak about it.
能够想到圣诞节应该讲一个耶稣降生的信息。
And during Christmas, I should talk about a message concerning the birth of Christ.
但是我觉得不一定是，一定是25号耶稣降生。
But I felt that it's not necessary on the 25th only that our our Lord was born.
在古代的教会里面总是说要定一个日子, 我们可以见主耶稣的降世。
In the old time in the church, they want to set a date so that we can remember the birth of our Lord.
刚刚我们读到加拉太书第四章第四节到第七节的时候,
as we read from Galatians 4, verse 4 to verse 7,
我就把这一段的圣经分成五段,
and I have separated this passage into five sessions.
我可能今天也没有办法讲完这五段的,
I probably do not have time to speak of all these five sessions.
但是我尽量的能够, 简单明了的给弟兄姊妹分享这五段的圣经。
But I will try my best to briefly share with you these five sessions.
若是讲不完就留到下一次讲。
If I cannot finish, we can just leave it for the next time.
这是我一般的习惯。
And this is my habit.
因为当我预备在神的面前祷告的时候, 神给我很多很多的话语。
Because as I was preparing and as I was praying, God gave many words to me.
但是我们仍然在一个时间的里面。
But we are living within time.
所以没有办法一下子都讲完。
And I cannot just finish in just a brief moment.
所以我就尽量的在时间以内的我们一起的分享。
But I will share with you with this time limit.
这五段就是按照圣经里面的意思我们来分。
And we'll just separate this into five sessions according to the meaning of the words.
第一段就是极致死后满足。
And the first one is the fullness of time had come.
什么是极致死后满足呢?
What do you mean by the fullness of time had come?
什么时候是死后满足的时候?
When is the time that the fullness of time will come?
等一下有一点点的解释。
I will explain that a little later.
第二个就是神差他的儿子。
And the second one is God sent his son.
神到底是谁?
Who is this God?
他差遣他的儿子是谁?
Who is this son that he sent out?
我们可以一起的来思想。
We can meditate on that together.
第三段就是为女子所生且生在 律法之下,
the third one is born of a woman and under the law.
神怎么样差他的儿子来?
How did God send his son?
他乃是为女子所生,
and he was born of a woman.
并且生在律法之下,
and then born under the law.
第四段就是把律法以下的人赎出来,
the fourth session is to redeem those who are under the law.
我常常用一个词句说耶稣基督降世。
And I always like to use the word that our Lord Jesus Christ was born on this earth.
他来到地上,
when he came to this earth,
他虽然是童女玛利亚所生的,
even though he was born of the Virgin Mary,
但是他确实是一个从天上降到地上。
But he was the one who was sent from heaven to earth.
所以他的目的乃是要把律法以下的人赎出来。
And his purpose is to redeem those who are under the law.
他的目的是什么呢? 乃是要使我们得做儿子的名分。
And what is that purpose? And that is to receive the sonship.
我所要讲的,我所要分段的都是在圣经节的里面。
And the way I separate out is all in these verses.
我的目的不是我讲一篇的一个讲章能够引起人很多的注意。
And my purpose is not to have this passage to attract a lot of attention.
我的目的乃是给弟兄姊妹一起的分享,一起的来读经。
My purpose is to share with you and also read these, study these words together.
可能我的语言不清楚。
Maybe my words are not clear.
可能我们在时间的以内讲不完。
Maybe we are under the time limitation, I cannot
finish. 但是我常常的把纲要写得非常的仔细。
But I always put my outline into very details.
里面有很多的圣经节。
There are so many verses in there.
我希望弟兄姊妹能够贵重写一个节目章。
And I hope that brothers and sisters, you can treasure this bulletin.
我从前曾经提过，现在再提醒弟兄姊妹。
I have talked about this before. I want to remind you again.
我们现在的产产的科技太发达了。Now
we have so advanced in technology.
我们有点慢慢的偷懒了。And
we become lazy.
我们常常就照在这个地方，我们连圣经都不放。
And we will just project it out here and we won't turn to the Bible.
我不是责备弟兄姊妹，我乃是提醒弟兄姊妹。
I'm not rebuking brothers and sisters, but to remind you that we always want to open up the Bible.
我们自己所读的圣经。
And to read the Bible that we usually read.
我们常常要看这个节目单。
And we have to read this bulletin.
这里面有很多的圣经节。
There are many verses in this.
这个圣经节都是我非常仔细的。
And then I spend a lot of details to write these down.
是弟兄姊妹务必的要宝贵这个节目单。
So brother and sister, you are to treasure this bulletin.
并且武雷弟兄给卓远弟兄，他花很多的时间来打字打下来。
And other brother Wu Lei and brother Zuo Yong spend a lot of time to type this up.
所以希望不单是在听的时候要看。
Not only read it when you are listening,
并且回去希望也要看,
and also when you go home, you can read it.
不但要看, 并且要思想, 到底为什么有这样的分段?
Not only to read it, but also why we have these
sections.
Why do we need to have all these verses in here?
来帮助我们更多的了解,
to help us to understand more.
我写完了以后, 我就想到要定什么题目。
After I finished writing it, I thought about what kind of title should I give it.
那就说路加写路加福音以后，他写很多的事实以后，这些要怎么样的写一个开头。
And then Luke had written a lot of details, and he thought about how should he introduce.
好像我们常常得着了神的话以后，我们常常的最后还是要一个结论。
And many times we receive the words of God, and at the end we need to have a summary.
像约翰福音，约翰写了神本的约翰福音以后，
like John written the book of John.
他就想到底要怎么样做一个引言。
And then he thought about how should I introduce this book.
所以他就写了约翰福音第一章到第一节到十八节。
So he written chapter 1 from verse 1 to verse 18.
我们若是能够好好的读圣经的头几节的圣经，每一本的头几节圣经。
If we can spend reading this first few verses of each book,
那是给我们有很大的启发，很大的帮助。
It will give us a lot of revelation and help.
所以我就写了题目说基督降生的福音。
So I have written down the gospel of Christ's birth.
到底基督降生给我们带给我们什么福音呢?
So the Christ's birth, what kind of gospel is it bringing to us?
我们若是读到福音书的作者的开头的几句话,
if we can read about the gospel, especially the introducing verses,
像约翰福音第一章14节,
just like John chapter 1 verse
14, 他就告诉我们基督降世的怎么样降世的目的。
And he talks about how Christ was born, and then what is the purpose?
我们若是读到路加福音第二章十一节的时候，我们就知道说什么是福音。
When we come to John chapter 2 verse 11, then we know what is the gospel.
我们若是读到马太福音第二章第二节的时候，我们就知道到底基督降生，他是给我们有什么关系。
And then when we read from Matthew chapter 2 verse 2, then we will know what is the relationship of Christ's birth to us.
我们若是读到马可福音第一章第一节的时候，我们就知道什么是福音，我们所相信的到底是谁。
And then from Mark 1:1, and we will know what is gospel, and the one who we believe in, who is he?
我们的主耶稣也是常常讲到他是，他就是。
And our Lord always talked about, he said, I am, I am.
我们记得高弟兄在这里，我讲有好几个月的时间。 讲到耶稣是谁。
And our brother Carl had spent a few months here to talk about who is this Jesus.
他说到耶稣在马约翰福音第六章说，耶稣说，我就是生命的粮。
And he talked about Jesus in John chapter 6 said, I am the bread of life.
他在约翰福音第八章讲到，我是世上的光。
And then in John chapter 8 he said, I am the light of the world.
他在约翰福音第四章也是说，我是门，我是好牧人。
And then in John 10 he said, I am the gate, I am the good shepherd.
在约翰福音第十一章的里面，耶稣说：“我就是复活，我就是生命。”
And then in chapter 11, it said, "I am resurrection and I am life."
在约翰福音十五章的里面，就告诉我们，耶稣说：“我就是真葡萄树。”
And then in chapter 15, our Lord Jesus said, "I am the true vine."
当主耶稣说到“我是，我就是”的时候，他没有时间的分别。
And when our Lord Jesus, when he talk about I am, there is no tense, there's no time there.
他总是用那个现在，永远的现在时。
And he will use the tense of a continual tense.
他没有改变。
He will not change.
那像希伯来书第十三章第八节说，基督耶稣作律、纪律，一直到永远都是一样的。
Like in Hebrews chapter 13 verse 18 it said that our Lord Jesus he's the same yesterday, today and tomorrow.
我们的主耶稣在启示录启示约翰的时候说，我是阿拉法，我是俄美甲，我是初，我是终，我是昔在、今在、以后永在的全能者。
And when John talked about what's revealed in the Revelation, our Lord Jesus said, I'm the Alpha and the Omega. I'm the beginning, I'm the end. And I exist before, now, and in the future.
但是我们读的时候去注意到主耶稣所说的话，不单说我是。
But if we pay attention to this, not only our Lord Jesus said, I am.
但是他也常常说我来。
He also always said that I come.
当他说我来的时候，都是有时间性的。
But when he said I come, then there will be a time reference there.
他说我来并不是救义人，乃是救罪人。
He said I come not to save the righteous, but to save the sinners.
他说人子来不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
He said, "The Son of Man come not to be served, but to serve, and to become the redemption of all men."
他说，我来是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
He said, "I come that the sheep may have life and have it more abundantly."
他说，人子来乃是要寻找失散的人。
He said, "The Son of Man came to seek of those who are lost."
所以保罗他信了主耶稣以后，从他的属灵的经历的里面，他就做一个结论。
So Paul, in his spiritual experience, he had a summary.
在提摩太前书我们刚刚所读的。
It's in 1 Timothy, that's what we have read earlier.
在提摩太前书第一章第十五节，保罗说，基督耶稣降世，为要拯救罪人。这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。在罪人中，我是个罪魁。
In chapter 1, verse 15, it said that, Here's a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance.Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst.
十六节说，然而我蒙了怜悯，是因耶稣基督要在我这罪魁的身上显明他一切的仁爱，给后来信他的永生的人做榜样。
And then in verse 16 it said, But for the very reason I was shown mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his unlimited patience as an example for those who believe on him and receive eternal life.
这位神重用的外邦的使徒保罗,
and this is a servant that God used a lot concerning the Gentiles.
他本来不明白主耶稣的道理,
originally, he did not understand the truth of our Lord Jesus.
他本来要杀害许多信耶稣的人,
earlier, he wanted to kill many Christians.
但是有一天神的恩典临到他的身上,
as one day the grace of God came upon him,
他在大马士的路上见了大光,
and the way to Damascus he saw this great light,
并且听见从天上有声音说, 扫罗扫罗你为什么逼迫我,
and then this voice coming from heaven saying that, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?
保罗这个时候就问这个声音说主啊,
and Paul at this time will ask our Lord Jesus, Lord, who are you?
他不知道这一个声音是从哪里来,
he did not know where this voice coming from.
他不知道这一个声音是谁说的,
he did not know who spoke of this voice.
但是在他的灵里的, 他这个时候呼叫说主啊,
but then in his spirit he cried out, say, Lord,
他说你是谁?
Say, who are you?
哪一个声音回答说, 我就是你所逼迫的耶稣,
and the voice responded that I'm the one you are persecuting.
从这个时候起, 圣灵进入了保罗的心,
from this time on the spirit entered into the heart of Paul.
保罗原来逼迫主耶稣, 逼迫神的教会,
before he persecuted the Lord and persecuted the church,
他回转过来要相信这位主耶稣,
he turned around, he wanted to believe in this Lord Jesus.
以后到了可以说到晚年的时候, 他做一个结论,
in his old age he had this summary.
我常常就想到保罗是一个很会做结论的人,
and I think Paul know how to do the conclusion.
他得的启示甚大,
and then he had very great revelation.
他可以写很多很多的书,
he can write a lot of books.
他已经写了13本书,
he had written 13 books.
但是还是写不完,
but cannot finish.
但是他常常的写一两句, 做一个结论,
and many times he will write just a few sentences and he would have a
summary. 我想到这一节的圣经乃是真的,
and this verse is really the gospel of the birth of Christ.
他这里说,
he said our Lord Jesus was born to redeem the sinners.
但是他自己发现到,
and he find out that he is the worst of the sinners.
他说他谋了怜悯,
he said he had obtained mercy.
他说基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人, 这话是可信的,
he said this is so trustworthy that our Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners,
是十分可佩服的,
and it's something that we should have full acceptance.
在罪人中我是个罪魁,
he said among the sinners I'm the worst.
24号晚上, 五号弟兄在这里提到, 他发现他自己是一个罪人,
and in, on the night of the 24th, Brother Wu Hao mentioned that he discovered that he was a sinner.
弟兄姊妹, 除非我们发现我自己是一个罪人, 我不需要耶稣来救我。
Brothers and sisters, if we don't find out that we are sinners, we really don't need Christ.
除非我们发现到我的人生的空虚, 我才需要主耶稣填了我的真实。
Unless we discover that we have emptiness in this world, then we will need our Lord Jesus Christ.
除非我发现我自己是一个有病的人, 我才需要主耶稣来医治我的疾病。
Unless we find out that we have a sickness, then we need our Lord Jesus to heal us.
所以他做一个结论说, 基督耶稣降世, 为要拯救罪人。
So he had this summary that our Lord Jesus came to this earth is to save the sinners.
他说这话是可信的, 是十分可佩服的。
And he said this is trustworthy and need our full acceptance.
我们有时候佩服一个人, 我们不一定相信一个人。
Many times we admire a person, but we may not
believe in him.
But Paul said this, our Lord Jesus is trustworthy. Because when he came to this world, he wanted to save the sinners. And then he said it deserves full acceptance.
我很久就觉得怎么佩服耶稣。
And many times I think, how do I admire my Lord Jesus?
我佩服他是一个圣人。
Do I respect him as a saint?
我佩服他是一个医生。
Do I respect him as a doctor?
我佩服他是一个非常慈爱的人。
Do I respect him as a kind person?
我总是不了解。
And I cannot understand.
我很少读英文圣经的时候也没有注意到。
Many times when I read the English verses, and I would not pay attention to it.
但是刚刚 Emil 弟兄替我们翻译的时候,
and earlier when I translate for Reverend Feng,
把这一个字翻译出来,
and I have interpreted this word.
他说这话是可信的，是我们可以接受的。
And this is a trustworthy, and we need to accept this.
有很多人就说我为什么要接受主耶稣?
Many times we said, why do we need to receive, accept
有很多人说,
Jesus?
我读完圣经以后我再来看看要不要相信主耶稣。
Many will say that I will read all the Bible and then I'll see if I want to receive Christ.
但是保罗在这里的中心说, 他是可信的, 我们要先信他。
And Paul said here, he's trustworthy, we need to trust him first.
并且我们要接受他。
And then we are to receive
我们怎么相信主耶稣?
How do we believe in Jesus Christ?
约翰福音第一章十二节很清楚告诉我们说,
in John chapter 1 verse 12 speaks very clearly there.
反接待他的就是信他名的人,
those who receive him and to believe in his
他就是他们权柄做神的恩,
he will give them privilege to be son of,
我们若是
children, son of God.
接受耶稣在我们的心中,
and we need to receive our Lord Jesus into
我们才有了主耶稣的生命,
our heart. Then we will have the life of our Lord
我们才有主耶稣基督的灵住在我们的心中,
Jesus. Then we will have the spirit of our Lord Jesus living within
我们才能够了解属灵的事情,
us. Then we can understand the spiritual things.
耶稣基督降世是一个奥秘,
so it is a mystery that our Lord Jesus
他怎么可以从童女玛利亚所生?
How can he was born, we want to use our will to believe.
我们没有办法用理智来了解,
but we cannot use our will to understand.
但是感谢主,
but thank the Lord.
他叫我们接受主耶稣在我们的心中,
he makes us to receive Christ into our heart.
我们就可以了解,
then we can understand.
这是他所说的十分可佩服的。
And this is what he said, it is a full acceptance.
我们来到主的面前是不是佩服他?
When we come to him, do we accept him?
我相信我们来到这里坐在这个地方都是很佩服主耶稣。
And I think when we all sit here, we all want to accept him.
我们佩服主耶稣所说的话。
We accept the words that he speaks of.
但是我们不是说我来佩服尊敬他。
But I'm not saying that we just come and accept and then respect him. And Paul is saying that I need to receive him.
他以后说,然而我谋了怜悯是耶稣基督在我这罪魁身上显明他一切的忍耐。
And then he said, he showed mercy on me that I can, he is patient with me.
给后来信他的永生的人做榜样,
that I can become the example for those who will believe in him.
这个榜样不是我们学主耶稣的榜样,
then this is an example, it's not something we learn only.
这里保罗乃是说到成了一个样本,
and then Paul is saying that it's become an example.
神如何的恩典临到保罗的身上,
how was the grace that come upon Paul?
保罗如何的接受主耶稣,
and how Paul had received our Lord Jesus.
今天也成了我们的样本,
and today it become our example.
我们也需要照着保罗所行的去行,
and we need to do according to what Paul is doing.
只要我们谦卑在主的面前, 神就把这 宝贵的恩典赐给了我们。
So if we humble before God, He will give this grace to us.
这是我愿意在这个主题的里面有一点点的分享。
And if it is this theme, I want to share a little bit.
当然可以帮助弟兄姊妹你读经的时候有一点的参考。
It may help you when you read the Bible, it will help you to study.
我们现在回到加拉太书第四章第四节。
Now let's turn back to Galatians chapter 4 verse 4.
在这里保罗说极致时候满足。
And Paul saying that the fullness of time had come.
基督降世什么时候？
And when was that fullness of time?
保罗说极致时候满足的时候。
And it is the time when the fullness of time had come.
是谁差他的儿子？
Who sent his son?
这个乃是父神差他的儿子。
As God our Father has sent his son.
他怎么差他呢？
How did he send his son?
他说为女子所生，且生在律法之下。
He said he was born of a woman under the law.
他的目的是什么？那是把律法以下的人赎出来。
So what's the purpose? It's to redeem of those who are under the law.
好让我们可以得着了，成了儿子的名分。
So that we can receive the adoption as son of God.
什么是时候满足？
So what do you mean by the fullness of time?
主耶稣诞生的时候乃是世界上宇宙上可以说时间的中心。
And when our Lord Jesus was born, we can say that it's the center of the universe and time.
我在这里分成两点。
I will separate into two points here.
这个时候乃是神所预备的时候。
And this time is prepared by God.
神必须有一个预备。
God must have a preparation.
神要把他的心意显明出来的时候，他必须要有一个预备的过程。
In order to show his will, he must first prepare for it.
神的启示要把他自己显明给我们的时候，他必须要在时间的里面有一个预备。
When he wants to reveal his revelation to us, he must first prepare for this.
所以我就说到预备在天。
So here I mentioned the preparation was in heaven.
第二个就是实现在地。
And secondly, it was fulfilled on earth.
在希伯来书第一章第一节第二节。
In Hebrew, chapter 1, verse 1 and 2.
希伯来书的作者就把时间分成两个时代。
And the author of Hebrews has separated time into two periods.
一个时代就是古时。
And the first period is the old time, in the past.
你们若是读翻开圣经的时候有两个字。
If you turn to that passage, you'll see that there are two words.
一个就是古时，一个就是末世。
And the first one is in the past, and then the other one is the last days.
有人把历史分成七个时代。
Some will separate history into seven parts.
这是在读经的人和神学的方面他们这样的分。
Those who read the Bible and theologians, that's how they separate them.
但是在圣经的里面的根据我们看到神就分成两个时代。
But according to this, God has separated into two time periods.
一个就是古时，一个就是末世。
And the first one is in the past, and the second one is in the last days.
古时是神预备的时候。
In the past is when God prepared.
末世是他的儿子来到地上的时候。
In the last days when his son came to this earth.
他在古时怎么预备呢？
How did he prepare in the past?
希伯来书第一章第一节告诉我们说，他借着先知晓谕我们的列祖。
In Hebrew it said that through the prophet he had shown it to our forefathers.
这是神在旧约的时候所预备的。
This is how God prepared in the Old Testament.
但是接着下去他说在末世的时候借着他的儿子晓谕我们。
And then he said in the latter days through his son he will reveal to us.
这是耶稣基督降世以后他所有给我们的启示。
And this is the revelation God gave us after he was born.
在路加福音14章第17节耶稣做了一个
In Luke, there was a parable that there was a person who set up this banquet.
And
he invited many friends.
他预备好了,就吩咐他的仆人出去,请许多的客人来。
After he finished preparing, he sent out the servant to invite all these guests.
在四十章四七节有句话说,到了坐席的时候,他就差遣他的仆人出去,告诉他们说,请来吧,样样都齐备。
In Luke 14:17, there's a verse saying that at the time of the banquet, he sent his servant to tell those who have been invited, come, for everything now is ready. The gospel of Christ that is to invite people to come. Just like a banquet. But many will refuse the invitation. Some will say, I have purchased some ox, I need to try it out.
有人说我买了土地,
and some say, I have bought some land, I need to go look.
有人说我娶了刚刚娶了妻,
and some say, I just get married, I cannot come to the
banquet.
Many times we will reject the salvation of
God.
We rather live poorly in this world. We rather stand on the street. We can feel that we have no meaning of life. And we feel that we have no way in our life. We don't know where our life will lead us to. We just stand on the street. But thank God that God will invite these people who are standing on the street to come to the banquet. And some will stand beside the field. But God will ask these servants to invite all these people to come.
告诉他们说, 样样都齐备,
to tell them everything is ready.
现在都预备起了,
everything is ready.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们若是读到旧约的时候,
if we read the Old Testament,
我们若是一个谦卑的心来寻求说, 到底我要讲为什么要相信主耶稣,
if we have a humble heart to seek, why do I need to believe in our Lord Jesus
Christ?
There's a lot of revelation prepared for us in the Old Testament, so that we know that the grace of God was ready in the Old Testament. This Lord Jesus who came to this world, this Lord Jesus who became flesh, the one who was put into the manger, he's the one that you and I can believe in. He's the one that you and I can have full acceptance. But many people reject it. They rather live in an empty life. They rather live in a life without meaning. Early in Sunday school, I share a little bit. And what is the purpose of our living on this world?
我自己可以做见证说,若是没有耶稣,我这个人生真是悲惨的人生。
I can testify that if I don't have our Lord Jesus Christ, it is a very sad life.
我若是没有主耶稣成了我的盼望,
if I don't have our Lord, my Lord Jesus to become my hope,
我今天可以说是一个非常苦恼的人。
I can be a very sorrowful person here today.
他实在是可信的,
he is trustworthy.
他实在是可佩服的,
he is deserve our full acceptance.
他在旧约的时候预备了摩西的律法,
in the Old Testament, he prepared the law of Moses.
预备了先知的书,
he prepared the books of the prophets.
他预备了圣经上所记载的,
he prepared for what is recorded in the Bible.
主耶稣, 告诉哪一个他的门徒说,
our Lord Jesus told his disciples,
凡经上所记的, 只做他所记的, 都要应验。
those who are written referring to him will be fulfilled.
基督也是这样子,
our Lord Jesus came to this world.
使徒保罗说乃是到死后满足,
and Paul, Apostle Paul said this, the fullness of time.
乃是主耶稣, 乃是神在旧约上所预备的,
and this is the time that God had prepared in the Old Testament.
如同一座的宴席,
like a banquet.
可以说样样都齐备了,
and everything was now ready.
但是有一天要实现在地上,
and one day it will be fulfilled in this world.
天使就向拿撒勒的童女玛利亚报喜信,
and the angels were proclaiming the news about Virgin Mary.
他说你所生的,
and he told her that, that the one that will be born will be from the Holy Spirit. You are to name him Jesus. And Luke focused on the time. And some said Luke is a historian. He's also a doctor.
So he wrote the time. 哪一个什么年代写出来?
So many times he will write down the what is the time.
路加福音第二章第一节说, 该撒雅古施主的时候,
in Luke chapter 2 it said, in the days of the Caesar Augustus,
这一个罗马的皇帝, 他打败了安东尼,
and this Roman king had defeated Antonian.
他是大凯撒的侄儿,
he is the nephew of great Caesar. He had the ambitions to rule the whole Roman Empire. He had the talent to rule the Roman Empire.
所以当他得势的时候,得胜的时候,他就突令全国要报名上车。
So after he had the victory, he wanted to call for a census.
这个时候是一个 死后满足的时候,
and this is the time when the fullness of time had come.
不管人在世界上, 地上怎么计划,
however, how the world can plan,
都是操纵在神的计划的里面,
but it's all controlled within the plan of God.
不管人世界上的主管要想改变人的历史,
the king of this world wanted to change history,
但是都在神的手下,
but it's under the hands of God.
该撒雅古斯就做皇帝的时候,
when Caesar Augustus was the king,
他就突立全国, 第一个要户口普查,
he issued a decree that there's going to be a census.
所以约瑟和玛利亚不得不回到自己的家乡伯利恒去报名上车,
so Joseph and Mary need to go back to their hometown to be registered.
这个时候玛利亚的身孕已经住了,
and Mary was fully pregnant at this time.
在伯利恒的地方没有一个旅馆可以接待他,
there was no inn can take them in.
所以他就在马棚里, 就生在马棚里, 放在马槽里,
so he was born in a manger.
所以天使就像牧羊的人报喜信说, 你要看见一个婴孩, 用布包起来, 放在马槽里, 那就是记号了。
So when the angels proclaim the news that you will see a child wrapped in cloth, that is your sign.
我们的主耶稣, 他本是富足,
our Lord Jesus, he was rich before.
他却成了累累的成了我们的贫穷,
it became the our poorness.
好像我们的贫穷能够成了富足,
so that our poorness will turn into riches.
我想我今天就停在这个地方,
I think today I will stop here.
第二个就是神差他的儿子,
the second is God sent his son.
第三个就是为女子所生且生在律法之下,
and thirdly he was born of a woman and under the law.
第四个就把律法以下的人赎出来,
and fourthly he redeemed those who were under the law,
使我们得儿子的名分,
so that we can receive the adoption of the son of God.
我希望弟兄姊妹能够回去能够把纲要再读一遍,
I hope that brothers and sisters can go home and read this outline and read these verses in here. And first time, we can try this for the first time. And maybe we listen here and we're falling asleep. And before I can use a louder voice.
现在可能声音不够大。
And now I don't have that loud voice.
但是希望能够回去的时候再重新的再思想到今天所分享的。
And you go back and then to meditate on the words that we have shared.
我相信圣灵经过我们读圣经的时候,
I believe that the Holy Spirit will use when we're reading the Bible
给你们更多的启发,
to give you more revelation.
把哪个神的话再一次的显明在我们的心里,
to reveal His words into our hearts.
我相信有更多的话语,
I think there will be more words that will be speaking spoken to you.
我仍然愿意再提到使徒保罗做一个结论。
And I want to use Apostle Paul as a conclusion.
基督耶稣降世,
Our Lord Jesus came into this world
为要拯救罪人,
to save the sinners.
在罪人中,
Among the same sinners, I am the worst.
蒙做了神的怜悯,
Yet by the mercy of God,
要显明耶稣基督的忍耐,
to reveal His patience,
在我这罪魁的身上,
in this worst of sinners,
做后来信他的永生的人做榜样,
that I become the example of those who will believe in Him.
你今天早上愿意不愿意来接受这位的耶稣?
Are you willing to receive this Lord Jesus Christ?
虽然或许你还没有听到他到底是谁,
maybe you haven't heard that who he is.
但是你有这样的谦卑的心, 我们的神要开我们的心窍,
but if you have a humble heart, he will open up your mind.
使我们能够得着了他的恩典,
so that we can receive his grace.
我们低头做祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray. As we bow our head,
我不知道在座的有没有人说, 今天早上, 我愿意接受这位耶稣做我的救主。
I don't know if there is anyone in this morning that you're willing to receive this Lord Jesus into your heart.
你不必给别人知道。
You don't need to tell others.
但是你可以直接的给这位的我们所相信的主耶稣说,
but you can speak directly to this Lord Jesus we believe in.
说主耶稣啊, 我愿意接受你住在我的心中,
said that Lord Jesus, I'm willing to receive you into my heart.
我的心中有空房让你可住,
I have room for you to dwell in within my heart.
亲爱的主, 我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
你的恩典是何等的奇妙,
your grace is so wonderful.
你的福音是何等的简单,
and your gospel is so simple.
你不是叫我们用高言大志来得着了你的福音,
we're not using big words to receive your gospel.
你乃是需要我们有一个谦卑的心,
but you want us to have this humble heart.
多少的时候我们仍然充满了我们自己的骄傲,
and many times we still fill with our own pride.
我们不能够服这位曾经卧在马槽里的耶稣,
we will not be submitting to this Lord Jesus who was in the manger.
主啊, 求你今天早上,
Lord, may this morning
圣灵向我们说话,
to speak to us through the Holy Spirit,
借着这无怨的人,
through this unworthy man,
这个笨口智舌的,
a man that would not be able to speak clearly,
叫我们能够听见你的福音,
that we can hear your gospel.
就是继续地向我们说话,
may you continue to speak to us.
圣灵啊, 做感动的工作,
Holy Spirit, may you move,
做光照的工作,
to reveal the light.
当我们每一个人回去的时候, 仍然记住你自己的话语,
so we can still remember your words when we go back home.
基督耶稣降世, 为要拯救罪人,
that our Lord Jesus came to this world to save the sinners.
这话是可信的, 是十分可佩服的。
This is trustworthy and deserves full acceptance.
在罪人中, 我乃是一个罪魁。
I'm the worst among the sinners.
然而我蒙了怜悯。
Yet I have received mercy.
我们这样的祷告, 靠耶稣基督的名求的。
We pray all these in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 我们的话，我们一同起立唱诗51首。